A bone to pick, the good and bad news about food. Introduction, the food system's broken promise. America's food system is broken. As I've observed over my years as a food writer and columnist, we have enough food to feed everyone, yet about 1 billion people still go hungry. Meanwhile, another billion are overweight. This stark contrast reveals the deep flaws in how we produce, distribute, and consume food. In this book, I'll take you on a journey through the complex world of food policy, agricultural practices, and dietary habits that shape our relationship with what we eat. Drawing from my columns in the New York Times, I'll explore the good, the bad, and the downright ugly aspects of our food system. But don't worry, this isn't just a litany of problems. I'll also share insights on how we can work towards solutions, both as individuals and as a society. So grab a seat at the table, and let's dig into the meaty issues surrounding our food. Part 1, the industrial food complex. Our current food system is dominated by industrial agriculture and processed foods. This model prioritizes efficiency and profit over health and sustainability. As a result, we're faced with a host of problems, from environmental degradation to diet-related diseases. Take, for example, the meat industry. The way we raise animals for food is not only cruel, but also incredibly resource-intensive. It takes far more land, water, and energy to produce a pound of beef than it does to grow the same amount of plant-based protein. And let's not forget the environmental impact livestock farming is a major contributor to greenhouse gas emissions. But it's not just about meat. The prevalence of processed foods in our diets is equally concerning. These products are often loaded with added sugars, unhealthy fats, and artificial ingredients. They're designed to be addictive, cheap, and convenient, a trifecta that's hard to resist in our fast-paced world. The result? A population that's overfed but undernourished. We're consuming more calories than ever before, but many of us are deficient in essential nutrients. It's a paradox that perfectly illustrates the failings of our industrial food system. Part 2, the politics of food. Now you might be wondering, how did we end up in this mess? The answer, in large part, lies in food politics. Our government's policies have a profound impact on what ends up on our plates, and unfortunately, these policies often prioritize corporate interests over public health. Consider farm subsidies. The government spends billions of dollars each year subsidizing crops like corn and soybeans. These aren't the fruits and vegetables we should be eating more of instead. They're primarily used to produce cheap animal feed and processed food ingredients. This system makes unhealthy foods artificially cheap while doing little to support the production of healthier options. Then there's the issue of food safety regulation. While we have agencies like the FDA and USDA, their oversight is often inadequate. Food recalls are disturbingly common, and many harmful practices in food production go unchecked. It's a system that puts profit before people's health. But it's not all doom and gloom. There are policymakers and activists working to change this system. From advocating for better school lunch programs to pushing for more transparent food labeling, there are efforts underway to make our food policies serve the public good rather than corporate interests. Part 3, the power of the plate. So, what can we do in the face of these systemic issues? As it turns out, quite a lot. Our individual food choices, when multiplied across millions of people, can have a significant impact on the food system. One of the most powerful things we can do is to cook more of our own food. When we cook, we have control over our ingredients and portion sizes. We can choose whole, unprocessed foods and prepare them in healthier ways. Plus, cooking at home is often more economical than eating out or buying prepared foods. Another important step is to reduce our meat consumption. I'm not saying everyone needs to become vegan overnight, but even small reductions can make a big difference. Try having a few meatless meals each week or adopting a flexitarian approach where meat is treated more as a garnish than the main event. We can also vote with our dollars by supporting local and sustainable food producers. Farmers markets, community-supported agriculture programs, and food co-ops are great ways to connect with your local food system and support practices that are better for both people and the planet. Remember, every meal is an opportunity to make a choice that aligns with your values. As I like to say, like pornography, junk food might be tough to define, but you know it when you see it. Trust your instincts and opt for real, whole foods whenever possible. Part 4, rethinking our relationship with food. Beyond our individual choices, we need to fundamentally rethink our relationship with food as a society. This means moving away from the standard American diet, SAD, an apt acronym if there ever was one, and towards a more sustainable and health-promoting way of eating. One key aspect of this shift is recognizing that food is more than just fuel or entertainment. It's a vital connection to our environment, our communities, and our own bodies. When we view food through this lens, we're more likely to make choices that support our health and the health of the planet. We also need to challenge the notion that convenience should be the primary factor in our food choices. Yes, we're all busy, but prioritizing quick and easy over quality and nutrition has serious consequences. As I've written before, convenience is one of the two dirty words of American cooking. We need to reclaim the joy of preparing and sharing meals, even if it means dedicating a bit more time and effort to our food. Education is crucial in this process. We need to teach people, especially children, about where their food comes from, how to prepare it, and why it matters. This kind of food literacy can empower people to make better choices and advocate for a better food system. Part 5, a vision for the future. Despite the many challenges we face, I remain optimistic about the future of food. I see encouraging signs of change everywhere, from the growth of farmers' markets to the increasing demand for organic and sustainably produced foods. I envision a future where our food system works in harmony with nature, rather than against it. Where farmers are stewards of the land, using practices like agroecology to produce abundant, nutritious food without depleting our natural resources. Where animals raised for food are treated with respect and allowed to live in accordance with their natural behaviors. In this future, processed foods would be the exception rather than the rule. Our diets would be rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other plant-based foods, with smaller amounts of high-quality animal products. Fast food wouldn't disappear, but it would be reimagined to provide quick, convenient options that are actually good for us. Government policies would support this vision, incentivizing sustainable farming practices and making healthy foods more accessible and affordable for everyone. Food companies would prioritize nutrition and sustainability alongside profit, recognizing that their long-term success depends on the health of their customers and the planet. Conclusion: taking action for change. As we've seen, the issues surrounding our food system are complex and interconnected. But that doesn't mean we're powerless to change things. Every one of us has the ability to contribute to a better food future. Start by examining your own eating habits. Are there areas where you could make healthier, more sustainable choices? Remember, it's not about perfection. Even small changes can make a difference when multiplied across millions of people. Get involved in your local food system. Support farmers and producers who are doing things right. Advocate for better food policies in your community and at the national level. Share what you've learned with others. The more people understand these issues, the more momentum we'll have for change. And above all, don't lose hope. As I've said before, we can be optimistic about the future of our food and its impact on our health. The challenges we face are significant, but so is our capacity for innovation and change. Together, we can create a food system that nourishes both people and planet. So let's roll up our sleeves and get to work. There's a better food future waiting for us. We just need to take the first bite.